The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Not yet. Oh, you have. Well, I can still talk about it. So, this is great. I think this is a setup, as some of you may already know, for tonight. Later tonight, there is the refuge ceremony as part of a 5-week refuge ceremony class that Gil has offered. So we usually don't have such beautiful setup here, and yeah, lovely. Even this makes me happy. Speaking of happy hour, and for those of you who would be participating in that, perhaps later tonight. So with that, so how many of you are new to happy hour? A show of hands. Great, a bunch of people. Welcome, fantastic. So what we do each week at this time is we take one theme about practices of the heart, which are called the Brahma Viharas, which is loving kindness or compassion or vicarious joy, gratitude. We take one theme, and most of the time is a guided meditation that I will lead you through. That's part of the practice. And then we engage in community practice, practicing together for about 10 minutes or so, and then there's time for Q&A at the end. So now you know what the what kind of the agenda is. And no experience needed, so everybody's welcome. Glad you've found your way here if you're here for the first time. And for tonight's theme, what I wanted to offer a guided meditation about is what's called a practice of, in Pali it's called mudita, and in English a translation, it's either translated as vicarious joy, or sympathetic joy, which basically what it is it's a practice of being happy for other people's happiness, taking their happiness personally, in a way you can think of it, or another way is taking nobody's happiness personally. It's happiness, it's goodness in the world. It's a practice of, in a way, dissolving boundaries, just being happy that there is happiness and good fortune somewhere in the world, letting that uplift you. And it is said that this practice of vicarious joy is the quickest way to become happy, is really the fastest way to uplift your spirits. And if you practice this on a regular basis, you'll feel uplifted. And I like what Dalai Lama says, which is, if you're just happy for your own happiness, you have 1 out of 7 billion chance of being happy. But if you're happy for other people's happiness, your chances increase to 7 billion. So and again, when we do with this practice, it's not that every being is completely happy, but the beings that we work with, we start with a being that's easy for us, really easy for us. And I'll guide you through whatever you need to know. So don't start thinking like, well, how do I do this? I'll guide you, and whatever questions you have, we'll work with at the end. Just a couple of other things to say before we get started with the guided meditation is, the classical terms, every practice of the heart has a near enemy and a far enemy. So what does that mean? So the near enemy is something that this practice, this feeling, it can masquerade as it, and the far enemy is the opposite. So the far enemy, the opposite of vicarious joy, is envy. When you're thinking about the happiness of your good friend whom you really care about, and then all of a sudden, like, oh, I don't have that. I want that out. And there's a feeling of envy, and then you don't want them to have that anymore, and these difficult emotions come up. Just to say, if that happens, it's okay. You're not a bad person. These practices are also called purification practices. They can bring up feelings that you didn't quite realize, but they were there. So if that should happen for you as you're practicing today and a feeling of envy comes up, don't slap yourself. Just hold that with compassion, like, ouch, okay, there is a sadness in me. That's something that I also want in my life. Okay, dear one, it's okay. It's okay. Then it becomes a practice of compassion for yourself, because in that moment you're hurting. You're hurting. You really want that good fortune for yourself also. Maybe your friend loves their job. You're happy for them. Then you realize, ooh, I hate my job. And then they're like, it's okay. It's okay, dear. It's okay. You hold yourself with compassion of the pain that is there. Does that make sense a little bit? Yeah? Okay. So you go where your mind goes, even though my directions might be, okay, continue, you know, wishing well for your friend. That moment, you might be experiencing envy and you might be practicing something different. It's okay. Each of you will be practicing slightly differently tonight, depending on what arises for you. So trust that. Trust that. Make space for it and bring kindness to whatever arises. Bring kindness to whatever arises. The last thing to say is the near enemy, as I mentioned, is actually a couple of them. One is pride can come up, sense of ownership. Like for example, if you're happy for your child's good fortune, having been, I don't know, got a good grace, like, oh, my child, this is my child, kind of sense of ownership and pride can come in, that masquerades like happiness for them. And the other one is also, masquerading emotion is exuberance, which actually can feel quite fun, but it's not this practice, which is, if you practice the vicarious joy a lot, you can become so happy for other people's happiness. You can kind of get drunk on happiness, which is really fun, but it's kind of like, woo, your head's in the clouds. So kind of having a balanced joy, which is kind of balanced and open, but not kind of drunk and off center. And just to say, the exuberance can be fun. And I've been there. It's like, whoa, this is fun. Oh yeah, this is the near enemy I heard about. Okay. So anyway, so with all that, so let all the words go. And allow yourself to sit comfortably, especially if you're new here. I invite you to get more cushions and props if you need. It's okay to get up right now. Go get things that you need so that you can sit comfortably. Because the practice of the heart is particularly important to be comfortable. And if you're sitting in a chair, allowing the bottom of your feet to be flat on the floor, to be grounded, really stable, really having a stable base. Allowing your back to be supported from the inside, whether you're sitting on the floor or on the cushion or on the chair. Allow yourself to be held up from the inside with integrity, your back being straight. Maybe you're rolling your shoulders back a little bit, opening your chest. It's important, these practices, to have a sense of integrity, of posture, as if you're sitting like a mountain, gracious, graceful. And as you're sitting that way, then relaxing, softening the muscles, allowing the back, the bones to hold you up, and the muscles to be as relaxed as possible. Softening, softening the face, softening the neck, the shoulders, the arms, the hands, the chest, the belly, lower belly, sit bones, upper legs, lower legs. Softening and relaxing the whole body. Because when the mind relaxes, when the body relaxes, when the body relaxes, the mind can relax. and be calm. And malleable. So take a moment or two and just feel wherever there is tension in your body. And with the out-breath, just softening and relaxing a little more. Settling into your body. Dropping your weight from your head. If you're thinking, drop the weight into your belly, into your body. Drop the weight into your body. Your center of gravity. In your belly, lower belly, even lower. Feel settled. And there, in that area of low gravity, feel the breath moving in and out on its own. Receiving the breath, in-breath and the out-breath. Feeling the sensations of breathing, the in-breath. Beginning of the breath, in-breath. Beginning of the middle of in-breath. The end of the in-breath. Slowing it down a little bit. The pause between the in-breath and the out-breath. The beginning of the out-breath. The middle of out-breath, the end of the out-breath, the pause between the out-breath and the in-breath. We'll rest here with the breath for a few minutes to settle and calm down, to really arrive. Receiving the breath, feeling just this in-breath, just this out-breath. Now I'd like to invite you to bring to mind someone in your life. That there there's something good happening in their lives. There's some happiness, some good fortune that you can relate to and feel happy about. Happy for them. And every aspect of this person's life, this being's life, doesn't need to be happy, just one aspect. And bringing that to mind, that aspect of their life. And it doesn't even have to be a person. It can be a pet, perhaps, who's just happily taken care of. A happy pet, loved. The good fortune of being a well-loved creature in this world, well cared for. And sometimes children who are well cared for, happy. If that's easy for you. Or sometimes people you don't know very well, or people you know well. After you audition a few beings, just settle on one. It's okay. Again, a being who is experiencing happiness or good fortune in some aspect of their life. It's a person, could be maybe their job, their profession, maybe their health, their relationship, or just a sense of well-being in the world, whatever it might be. And allowing yourself to relate to that happiness, that goodness, with an expansive heart. With a heart as big as the ocean, allowing, taking delight in. Not so much from the perspective of me and mine, but there's happiness, there's goodness. Yay. Delight, joy, happy for their happiness, happy for their good fortune. Bringing to your mind's eye, as clearly as possible, this being, their happiness, and also the ease, the delight, the goodness, the generosity of heart that brings up in you to feel happy for their happiness. It's a practice of generosity. And as you feel, as you acknowledge what comes up in you, reciting silently in your own mind a few phrases, I will offer some alternatives and see what works for you. One option is, I'm happy for your happiness. I'm happy for your happiness. Or I'm happy that you're happy. Another option. May your good fortune continue. May it increase. May it never end. Or may your happiness continue. May it increase. May it never cease. Or I take delight in your happiness or in your good fortune. You can play with the words. We'll practice together silently for a little bit. You can try on whatever combination of these phrases work for you. If you find your mind gets distracted or entangled in stories, it's okay. Just notice and observe what's happening. And gently, ever so gently, invite the attention back to the practice of vicarious joy and your chosen phrases that can keep the practice going, be the thread of continuity. May your happiness continue. May it increase. May it never end. I'm happy that you're happy. May your good fortune continue. May it increase. May it never end. Allowing the joy, the happiness of another being in the world to kindle, rekindle, to bring the brightness of joy into your heart, expansive, shared. Delighted in. If you're practicing and the sense of sadness or envy arises, turn your awareness, your attention to it, perhaps to the sadness or the wanting that's underneath the envy. The feeling of lack, which is painful, difficult, and holding that with care, with kindness, for yourself. It's not a problem, and it's not bad, it just is. There's the wanting there that creates the suffering. Holding that with gentleness, as if holding a tender young baby with care. It's also possible to choose an area of life where there isn't that sense of wishing for yourself. So there's a sense of sufficiency, maybe choosing another being where it's easier. As we start to train in this practice gently, gently, slowly, slowly. If your chosen being is going well for you, feeling of delight and joy, shared joy, and the sense of shared humanity is coming up for you, continuing to wish them well, to be happy for their happiness. I take joy and delight in your well-being. May there be more goodness for you. May there be every goodness for you. May it increase, may it never end. I'm happy for your happiness. Seeing the person, the being happy, joyous, delighting in their good fortune, and feeling happy with them in your mind's eye. For the last minutes of this practice period, bringing up to mind an aspect of your life, just one aspect of your life that's going well. There's good fortune, well-being in that aspect, and wishing yourself the same, delighting in your own good fortune. Again, it's not that everything in your life should be going well, just one aspect, and delighting in that aspect. I'm happy for my own happiness. May it increase, may it never end. I take delight in my good fortune in this aspect. Sometimes it helps to put hand, palm of your hand in your heart center to really connect with yourself. You can experiment with that as you do this practice. And for the last moments, considering that each person in this room practicing with you, there's something, one aspect of their life that is a blessing. Without knowing what that is, expanding your circle of practice to include everyone in this room, including yourself. May all of our good fortunes, our happiness, continue. May it increase. May it never end. Taking delight in each person's unique blessing in their life and feeling happy for them. Feeling happy for them. Yay. Taking joy and delight in whatever makes each person happy. More happiness and joy in the world. May your happiness, may your good fortune continue. May it increase. May it never end. So now, we have about 10 minutes or so for practicing this practice in community. So it's part of our relational practice, and then we'll have Q&A at the end. So for this part, the invitation is to get together with two other people, so groups of three, and it's best to be on the same level, either sitting on the chair or in the ground, and just practicing this vicarious joy in for others. It's relational, and this is a sandbox. So the question is, how did this practice go for you? And there's no right answer. The answer could be, I fell asleep, didn't follow, my mind was all over the place. It doesn't matter. It's about, and you're speaking not to impress others. You're sharing whatever you want to share for your own benefit. Just to be held witness by others is really powerful. Does that make sense? So you're really just speaking whatever you choose to share about how this practice went for you. You're just sharing it for your own sake, just to be held witness. And if so, that's for the speaker. For the listeners, you're just holding space with as much kindness as you can. Whatever the person says, they can say nothing wrong. Whatever they say is held with kindness. This is part of our practice here, just a sandbox. Try it on for size, see how it works. And see if you can also, one last thing, see if you can stay in your body. If it's possible to stay connected to your body as you're listening and speaking. So please go ahead and find another couple of people to just check in with. And if you need a person, raise your hand. If you don't have a group of three, raise your hand. Okay, great. Keep your hands raised so that you can see each other. There's one group here. There's one group back there. There's one group back there. Okay, make it a group of four. Are you a group of two back there? Oh, wait, there's a group of two. Okay, sorry, there's a group of two back there. One of you can go and join the group. There's a group of two back there. Sorry. Too confusing. Okay. One more minute to bring the conversation to a close. One more minute. And thank your partners. Thank your partners. And let's come back to the big group. Okay, great. And now this is the third part of our practice, which is sharing. Any comments, any observations about either the guided meditation or the practicing community? Any questions, any comments, observations, what happened for you? And a mic is coming your way.
There's just one observation that I'd like to make. How is this? Right, like an ice cream cone?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
So the person who's feeling the vicarious joy, this works no matter how badly that person is feeling. Mm. And when I first learned this practice, it seemed integral that one was able to put aside whatever thing was going on in his or her realm, life.
You mean the person who's practicing, like you, if you're practicing, you can put whatever is...
To put whatever if I were...
Yeah.
I had a migraine.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Uh-huh. That's there.
Yeah.
This is still the vicarious joy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Irrespective of whatever else is going on with me.
Lovely. Yeah. Isn't that a beautiful discovery about this practice, how it works?
Well, it was actually taught that way at the time.
Oh!
So. It was my own discovery.
Yeah. And it is discovered that way also, even if it's not taught that way, because it kind of... You know, when the mind gets settled enough that tunes into somebody else's happiness, you start to feel joy, regardless of whatever has been happening for you just a minute ago. It's a very powerful practice. So thanks for bringing that aspect of it in.
And one last thing.
Uh-huh.
This is a meritorious practice.
Uh-huh.
One accumulates merit doing this practice.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy dedicating the merit at the end of that particular practice, or if I'm out and about and see something and that brings up that spirit of rejoicing, to remember to dedicate the merit for the benefit of all beings, not just me and them.
Yeah. And to say there is so much... Not just this practice is meritorious. There's so many aspects. So, for example, I consider the entire hour of our practice together, even just the first part, the second part, the practicing in community, that to be meritorious too. And even this part of sharing observations and wisdom and questions, because it's a sharing. That to be meritorious. So doing a sharing of merit at the end of that, and what you're saying is at the end. So there's so much. Whenever we incline our hearts and minds towards goodness, there is meritorious. It's a meritorious activity to share that, to take delight in that, because sharing of merit in itself is a joyful thing to do. Let's say even if you fell asleep during the meditation, your mind was, but still you tried. You still tried. That's all that matters, to say, yay, I'll share the merit of me trying with all yeah. beings, and really inclining the mind towards that goodness, that you know, results not attached to, but the intention, really honoring that intention. So thank you for that.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Yeah. Any other observations, comments? Yeah. Please. Questions? Please, yeah.
I was just surprised how hard it was. Mm-hmm. I have done loving kindness meditation before, and that it feels a lot easier to wish somebody well or wish the world well. But for whatever reason, sharing in the joy felt like one step further that that I just couldn't quite.
Yeah. So it feels like a different practice, and. And one thought is that, you know, like any other practice, it's kind of like getting used to, kind of like your mind kind of gets used to it, like, oh, what does this feel like? So it's, if this is new for you, of course, it's natural. And then the other thing, if it's okay to explore with you, what if anything, what felt like the, like, oh, I'm not quite sure about this. Like, is there something you can feel into?
Yeah, I think you brought it up in your intro, the feeling of envy, which...
Yeah. Called it closer.
Oh, sure, as I talked with my group about, is not something I'm experience a ton. But for whatever reason, envy was coming up over and over again.
Great. It's not a problem. Now, see, whatever comes up is not a problem. It's like, oh, that's what's happening. And it helps you see. Because if it's not seen, if it's already there, and if it's not seen, it's probably operating on, you know, on a level down below where you're not quite conscious of it, but it might be directing your behavior and your actions towards your friends and yourself and love. But yay, now you get to see it. It's wonderful. Because when it's seen, that's when we can be with it and hold it with kindness and actually see what's happening, like practice with it. But until it's in the murky, you know, unseen corners of the unmindfulness, then it's not seen. So great. Yeah, thank you. What else? Other observations?
I had... two really surprising things. One was I was thinking about my daughter, whose middle name is Mudita.
And, sweet.
Yeah, and she's 15. And teenagers are angry a lot. And so when I was thinking about her being happy, the first thing that I realized was that it all of a sudden ricocheted back to me because I was feeling safe. Oh, thank God you're happy. You know? And so I thought, wow, that's all about me. Huh. Yeah. And so then I focused back, you know, sort of thought, okay, so direct that back to her. And then I noticed when I was thinking about times when she was happy that there was this very subtle, but not so subtle once I noticed it, judgment on my part of her happiness. Mm-hmm. Was she happy for the right reasons? Mm-hmm. You know, oh, you're happy about that. That's not going to sustain you. Mm-hmm. Don't be attached, you know. And so it was like this sort of constantly teaching, correcting reflex on my part as a parent. And I thought, oh gosh. And then the judgment came to myself for, oh, she's going to feel that. You know? Look what you're doing to her. You know? So it was really fascinating. And it was, there was so much there. And it was really great to just sort of distill that down to, oh, just happiness.
Yeah.
Okay, set all that down. But I had to kind of weave through all that.
Awesome.
Thank you for that.
Thank you. Multi-layered. Yeah, and I really appreciate how rich this, you know, 30 minutes of practice was for
it's
you.
It's a whole novel.
at least one. That's lovely. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. Awesome. We have time maybe for one more question or comment. So please bring it on. Any observations about the community practice, about sharing with others? Yeah? Anybody want to say anything about that? Please. Yeah.
Yeah, I find that the mudita practice didn't end with our silent sitting. It continued very much into our small group. And I still have joy to think that I know at least one of the folks in my group is here for the very first time to IMC ever.
Mm,
so
yay.
I'm like, oh my gosh, I hope we can support you as a
yay.
Community.
Sweet. Thanks for sharing that, because that makes me happy. I mean, discovering IMC is, for me, it was life-changing years and years ago. So, yay, mudita, vicarious joy for you. And that's a lovely, lovely note to end with. So happy that you all chose to come and take time to practice and align your actions with your highest intentions in your life, to awaken, to be happy, for your own sake and the sake of all beings everywhere. So may the merit of our practice together, of our intentions, of our efforts to come, to sit, to practice, to share, to cultivate our heart, our mind in this body, in this lifetime, be of benefit to all beings everywhere. May all beings everywhere be free, be happy, be joyous. All beings everywhere, which includes us. Thank you all.
Yeah.
May you be happy. And also, if you're new to IMC, the center is supported by the generosity of people who come. So if you're moved to share generosity, there is a box next to the door going out. And if not, that's perfectly fine too. Everything is offered freely here. Thank you.